Long time no see, huh? To be honest, I never thought I'd see you here. When did you get accepted? You really don't know who I am? Come on, I'm like all over the news. Here, maybe this will jog your memory. I'm Calypsa, pretty pink magical girl, fighting crime in a frilly dress. Making it look good and easy. Still? How do you not know the number one magical girl heroine in your area? Well, it's good to see that college hasn't changed you. Otherwise, that might make this next part kind of difficult. Look, I just need a little fix-me-up, okay? I just got back from fighting a villain, and he really put me through the ringer. But he's now in police custody. Another win for Calypsa. But that does mean I exhausted a lot of my energy, and I kind of need to fly all the way on the outskirts of town so that I can finally apprehend my arch nemesis. He's been on the run for months, and I've almost gotten him so many times. But he keeps getting away, and it's not gonna happen again. And that's why I need you. Because I need energy, mana, and some sources are easier than others, if you catch my drift. You're gonna help me with that. Oh, who am I really? Like, my secret identity? That doesn't matter, does it? But I know you. That's why I've picked you in the first place. I'd rather have a pushover out me than some gross, slimy civilian. But you... Oh, you. You used to sit in the back of the classroom, always on your stupid laptop, zoning out. It's been a few years, but it looks like you've only become more of a stereotype since high school. Did that clue you in? No? Too obsessed with Pokemon to remember the faces around you? Pathetic. This will be too easy. Now, it's nothing personal, but just inviting myself in. Such a lousy cock. Barely even worth it. It's twitching. What, never been groped before? I can't say that surprises me, though. You've never been the most handsome boy in class, or the most popular. And for what a nerd you've always been, you've never even been the smartest. So, it really should be no surprise that you don't have much going for you up here, or down here. I can't believe this college accepted you. With, you know, how bad your grades used to be. I guess you've really put in the work. Academically, that is. There's not really much work that you can do on this. Which is a shame, but hey, at least you know anyone who will ever date you is only doing it because they love your personality. Right? Unfortunately for you, I'm not really in love with either of what I'm seeing. But it's gonna have to do. Beggars can't be choosers, am I right? And I can't afford to be picky when I have crime to fight. You know, I never looked at you much in class, but even then I knew that you'd be perfect for this situation. You know why? Because you've always been a little bit of a coward. A wallflower, no friends, no girlfriends. No one would even believe that something like this could happen to you. And you've always been oblivious. Your head stuck in that stupid little laptop of yours. And what? You got labeled as a nerd, rightfully so, except you're not even all that smart. And you're not even attractive enough to make it work. And I mean, some nerds at least have a really good cock, but from what I'm feeling, Yours is just pathetically needy. I never thought we'd meet in college, honestly. But it's good to see you haven't grown a backbone yet. I'm kind of surprised you got into college in the first place. Did you lie on your application? Be honest. I don't even know if I can believe you. I mean, next you're gonna tell me you have a girlfriend. Now that would be crazy. Even crazier than me developing magical powers, right? You know what? Speaking of other people, I feel like this hallway is a little too public. Why don't we take this somewhere a little more private? There we go. Much better. Wow! Did you really just try to punch me? You know, if you could actually land a punch, I'd almost be scared. Just kidding. I remember that even towards the end of high school, you were always so bad in PE. It was kind of pathetic. Come on now. I told you I need that energy, and I need it soon. So why don't we just get to the point already? That's it. Eat me out, you little bitch. Oh, give me all that energy. Oh, what's wrong? Are you panicking? You can't breathe? Oh, I'm just fucking your face. What? Are the frills getting in the way? I pulled my panties aside for you while you were too busy pulling punches to notice. It's a good thing I did. You're so thrown off by a little kick to the gut that it was just so easy to grab your hair and shove your face into my pussy. Oh, your tongue's not that bad, but I'm sure you could do better. It's probably the fear, right? You could totally do better if you weren't such a coward little bitch, huh? Oh, it's okay. You'll be able to breathe just fine once I'm done with you. If you want to think about who really can't breathe, think of all the people that could die if I don't get the mana I need to get out of here. Now that would actually be a tragedy. This is something you should be thanking me for, you pathetic little virgin. Oh, fuck. Here, let me get my phone out. Oh, come on. Look at the camera. Oh, let me get this frilly dress out of your face a little bit first. I want to make sure that everyone can see you. Oh, you trying to pull away? What, you don't want to be on video? That's a shame. Because then you could use it to prove to everyone that you're not a pathetic virgin. You're just plain old pathetic. And isn't that such an upgrade that someone would be willing to fuck you? You know, I tell you not to struggle, but it kind of feels better. You're not even all that good with your tongue, but... Oh, when I grind my pussy into your face, it starts feeling decently good, I'd say. I don't want to accidentally compliment you and give you a big head. Now make sure you look at the camera. And remember that if you tell anyone about this, about the superhero that raped the poor college boy, or about the superhero's secret identity, and then I'm going to release this video to everyone we know. Oh my god, and you wouldn't want that, would you? I bet people would even think that you just AI photoshopped it or something. Not like anyone would actually bother raping you, right? Oh, you pathetic little thing.
What? Are you crying because you're scared or because you're busy choking on pussy?
Oh, you've always been fun to tease. It's even nicer now that I've got you all alone. And this time I actually get something out of it more than just a couple laughs. And you get to know that you're helping save people's lives. You're helping improve the city. You're supporting your community. So really, you should be happy about this. You should be thanking me. Here, you want to take a breath? Then use it to thank me. Don't fucking test me. I will land another kick, and this time it won't be to your stomach. Oh, that's a good boy. I think I've had enough of your lousy tongue for now. Why don't we move on to something that will give me a little more mana than just humiliating you, yeah? I said I didn't have enough magic left to fly to the outskirts of town. Not that I didn't have enough to pin you to a wall by your wrists. Here, let me just use them to drag you up against the wall so that I don't have to get on my knees. Wouldn't want my dress getting extra dirty, right? I gotta look good for the cameras. You like that? But you never thought you'd get something like this from someone like me. Even before you knew I was a heroine. What was that? Oh, a girlfriend? I didn't realize you had a girlfriend. I guess I'll leave you alone and let you go now and delete that video. Is that what you thought would happen? I don't give a fuck that someone took enough pity on you to date you, okay? It probably won't even last that long anyways, but it's not like it matters. Oh, come on, wouldn't you say that saving the city is more important than some dumb little girlfriend? Because I certainly would. Oh, don't worry. I won't tell your girlfriend. I'll just send her the video if you get too cocky. That's even more incentive to not tell anyone about this, right? Not just because I'd send the video and ruin your life, but because no one would fucking believe you. Not even your stupid little girlfriend. She must have a thing for total loser pushovers, because I don't know what she could possibly see in you. But that's okay. Because she can't possibly be stupid enough to think that you were actually raped by a girl in a frilly pink dress, binding you to the wall by your wrists using magic. And then, you know what would really break her heart? If she found out how much you liked it. That would just break her poor little heart, wouldn't it? Because if you like it, it's not really rape. It's just you being too weak to fight back. Oh, stop your whining, you little bitch. Oh, she doesn't have to know. I'm not gonna tell her. So you can just sit back and enjoy it like a good little cheater, okay? She'd never even believe you. But if you want, of course, I can't stop you from telling her how much better you like my mouth than hers. How I turn you on way more than she ever did. You know what? I'll be nice and I'll stop it there. After all, we don't want to add to the list that you came in your rapist mouth, do you? I didn't think so. And just so you know, only a cheater would get off that quickly in their rapist's mouth. Just so you don't forget. Anyways, I don't really know if we have enough room in here. And the cleaning supplies aren't really setting the right mood, so why don't we take this to one of the classrooms? Oh, come on. You didn't think I meant we were going to stop everything, did you? No, no, no. So oblivious and naive as always. In we go. Good thing it's after hours for most of the classes, right? We wouldn't want anyone to see this now, would we? I can't believe you really thought for even just a moment that just a lousy, short little blowjob against the wall that I had to pin you there to make you take. And that pathetic little display of eating me out where, again, I was doing pretty much all of the fucking work, was gonna somehow give me enough mana to fly all the way across town and beat up someone who actually deserves my attention. You really think highly of yourself, don't you? Well, between you and me, you've always been a loser. And everybody around you can see it. And I'm sure that sooner or later, your girlfriend will come to her senses and leave you anyways. And then, you won't have to feel bad about cheating on her with me. Isn't that right? Maybe you should just go home and break up with her. As soon as I'm done with you, of course. Oh, I bet the guilt's just gonna eat you alive. So you might as well just end it all right now. Well, not right now. You have to let me finish first. Unless you really want to call her and break up with her over the phone while I do this to you. No? Oh, what a shame. That's okay. That just makes it easier for us to keep this our little secret. Just like any cheater would, right? Let me just climb on top of you. Give you something other than your poor, heartbroken girlfriend to think about. Can you feel my frilly panties under this? I have to make sure they match the outfit so that people think that they're just pretty shorts. I can feel your cock twitching as I grind on it. You really like being pinned to a table and ridden? Oh, but I thought you had a girlfriend. Maybe you're not a cheater. Maybe you're just a pathetic little virgin. And honestly, I really can't believe that anyone would ever choose to date you, so maybe you're just making it all up in the first place. And maybe, not only do you not have anything to feel bad about, you don't even have anything to feel proud of for. No life accomplishments other than barely being accepted into university. Never the top of anything, not in any of your classes, not in any of your social circles. You know, a single bow on my dress probably has a way more impact on people's lives in this goddamn city than your entire existence ever will. You ever think about that? Just how utterly meaningless your life is? But that's okay. Because even though you're still resistant, I am giving you a purpose. I am giving you a purpose that is bigger than yourself. And it all starts here. Grinding on you, pinning you down with magic in an empty classroom. Oh, and you're struggling. What? You think that the more energy you lose, the more energy I'll gain? Because it doesn't quite work like that, honey. You've never been very good at using your brain. Oh, really? I thought I got the message across pretty well the first time that struggling against me does nothing but piss me off. I'm gonna ride your cock and you're gonna fucking enjoy it. You got that? Listen to the way that echoes in this empty room. Oh, that was so satisfying. Maybe you should struggle some more. I kind of want to do that again. Oh, again with the tears. Oh, you're just making me feel so bad about being the city's savior. Oh, I should just let you up, shouldn't I? Oh, poor little baby. Oh, you ought to be thankful that you're being used to help a heroine like me. I mean, honestly, to help anyone is more than you could probably ever dream of in your entire pathetic life. Oh, and it's okay. If you just stop resisting and stop lying to yourself, then you would just enjoy this. You would just enjoy this like any sane person. But no, you're so obsessed with this little imaginary girlfriend of yours. Oh, because of course you have to be loyal to your girlfriend, not your city. Doesn't matter how many lives are lost, how much property is destroyed, as long as you have your integrity at the end of the day. Isn't that right? I already told you to stop fucking resisting. You know, I'm getting real sick of your shit. So why don't we just get this over with? Oh, I'm plenty wet enough now after throwing you around like that. I can just slip it in and I can feel my mana recharging already. But it's not going to recharge enough if I just sit on it. No. I have to actually ride it. And not just ride it, but I have to milk it. Tell me, honey. Does your little girlfriend milk your cock like this? I bet she doesn't make your cock twitch inside of her this much, does she? She's probably not pretty enough, right? Oh, because it would be, I mean, it would just be unrealistic for you to have an actual pretty girlfriend. Unless they thought you were a charity case, of course. You like that? It's okay to be honest with me. Oh, nothing you say here is gonna ever leave this room. So why don't you stop acting like you have any ounce of moral high ground? And just tell me how much you love my pussy. You like that? pull out all the way to the tip and then slam it back down onto my pretty pink pussy. I hope you got a good look when you went down there earlier. Because if you did, you'd see just how cute it is. Oh, and it matches my cute, frilly costume. I bet you never thought your old classmate would get you like this, I mean, don't get me wrong. You're just the easiest cock I could find on campus. I already know enough about you that I knew you'd be an easy target. It's not like I think you're attractive. Oh, don't flatter yourself. You're not cute. You're not sexy. And your dick is mediocre at best. And that's if I'm trying to be nice to you. You, oh, we're just easy. A weak, pathetic little wuss. I knew you'd fold like a house of cards. There's another moan. I bet she hasn't gotten a single peep out of you when she rides you. Oh, though I bet she doesn't even want to put in the work to be on top. It must be nice not having to do all the work. If only it was because I actually liked you enough to want to pleasure you. Oh, honestly, if I could take Mana from you in a way that didn't get you off, I would. This just happens to be the easiest way. And you were the easiest person. Oh, even when I'm telling you how unspecial you are to me, what a loser you are, how pathetic you are, that you were essentially my last option if it wasn't for your lousy personality, you're still flustered just from me riding you like this. Oh, I can feel you slowly giving in. Is it too much for you, little puppy? Oh, what would your girlfriend think knowing you throbbing so much inside of another woman? Yes, I can feel it. I can feel you getting close. You like this landmine of Mana. Probably because you never actually use it for anything useful. It's just been sitting there for me to take. And now I'm going to take it and use it for something good. Oh, listen to those moans as I ride you. You really are a pathetic little cheater. Oh, come on, puppy, just give in. Oh, just tell me how much you love my pussy. How much hotter I am than your stupid little girlfriend. Oh, you're throbbing inside me so much. I bet you could just come any minute if you didn't hate this so much, am I right? Oh, poor thing. It's okay. I know you're just going with all this girlfriend talk and all the tears and the struggling. Oh, because you hate to admit how much you love being raped. Oh, and there's another one of those pathetic little moans. Oh, poor little bitch. Your body just can't help it. Oh, good. Because I'm going to drain every ounce of life out of you until you can't even get up off this goddamn table. I'm going to take every drop of Mana you have to offer. Oh, Oh, it's so hard for you to stay quiet when I bounce faster, isn't it? Oh, isn't it? Oh, you poor little thing. Oh, poor little pathetic loser bitch. Oh, and that's it. You're gonna take this fucking... You're just gonna fucking take it. Just sit there and take it. I'm not even gonna fight back anymore. Did I scare you that badly with a couple little slaps? Oh, I know your hands are tied, but I'm not even using magic at full strength right now. Oh, just enough to keep you out of my way so that I can take exactly what I need from you. Here. Why don't I kiss you? Make it more romantic, right? Just so you forget how our lips felt on yours. Oh, that did it, did it? Huh? Good boy. Let it out. Charge me up. I'm just getting started. Every orgasm you give me, whether you give it willingly or I have to rip it from your weak, pathetic, lousy cock, gets me more mana and makes me stronger and stronger. Just to remind you how weak you are, even when my mana was at its lowest, when we barely even started, when I shoved you in that supply closet and rode your face, you panicking that you couldn't breathe like such a little bitch, my mana was at its lowest, and I still completely dominated you. What sort of man would get dominated by a girl in a pink frilly dress? Shut up! I don't care that you're overstimulated. You're gonna give me every last drop of your energy, and you're gonna fucking like it! Come on, give it to me. Oh, just give it to me. Oh, you can do it. Just one more orgasm. Just one more orgasm, and I'll have everything I can get from your body. And then I'll go fight crime and be the city's hero, and you'll go back to your little girlfriend. After you recover, that is. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, that's good. Your cock isn't the worst I've had. You know, not the best. Not much to look at either, but... Oh, it sure gets the job done. It's good enough, in fact, that I'm letting you have another orgasm because I need more. You got any left in that pathetic little cock of yours? No? Well, too fucking bad, because I need to feel full. I need my mana bar to be completely full if I'm gonna fight my nemesis. And you're gonna fill it for me. I don't care if it kills you. You're gonna give me exactly what I want. I don't fucking care that you're crying, so just shut up already. Oh, just shut up and give it to me. I don't care that it's too sensitive and you can't come again because you can't come again. Oh, you can't pull back, remember? You even admitted it. Your body just can't help it but make you moan like a little bitch underneath me. Oh, that's it. Oh, do I need to do the thing again? The thing you like so much, even though you have a girlfriend and you never cheat on her? Come again. Come again. Fill me up. More. 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 Oh, fucking. Oh, fill me. Oh, good boy. Oh, good boy. Oh, I feel you throbbing so much inside me. Oh, I can feel your cum filling me. I can feel it filling my monobar. Oh, wet too much. Oh, I guess it is time for me to get going anyway. I don't want to keep the police waiting. They're counting on me to keep the city's bad guys in check. Oh, that was refreshing. You know, usually I'm only that rough with people who have, you know, done some serious bad deeds in the city. I wouldn't say that being pathetic is a crime, but I'd say you deserved it. Oh, look at you. Color's completely draining from your face. And I can feel that your life force is still being drawn out as I sit here, just cockworming your poor overstimulated dick inside me. Come on. We both know you love this. Oh, I can still feel the energy filling me up. Oh, every pulse of energy fills and invigorates my body. I notice you twitching, growing limp. Your body, your hands. That glazed over look in your eyes when I grind just like this, milking the last little bit of cum out of you. I would ride you even more, but based on how your body's responding, I don't think you have much left to give me. But that's okay. You've done all that you could possibly be useful for. Come here. That's a good boy. That time I got off you, though. And I don't think I need to pin you down anymore with my magic. You've done the city a favor. I'll find you again when I need to recover. And you'll be a good boy and take a bun too. Oh, and if you don't want to be a cheater, I'd maybe break up with your girlfriend in preparation for next time. Just remember, you tell anyone what happened, and I will find out. And I will send that video to everyone. And the best part is, no one would even believe you. Mwah. You gotta love the age of AI.